Now, the always entertaining John Gayden is starring opposite John Bell in a gripping play about how the order Hitler gave to destroy Paris in 1944 was avoided by the intervention of a Swedish diplomat and a quite courageous German general. John Gayden, thank you very much for talking to us here on Stages. You're in this wonderful sounding play about the end of the German occupation, the Second World War, called Diplomacy. Now, are you getting to play a fruity kraut or what?
No, John Bell's playing the fruity kraut.
He's a fruity kraut. Okay.
Not very fruity. He's a very, very, very severe kraut.
Very Prussian.
I'm the Swedish consul in Paris.
The voice of reason.
It's based on a true story. The true story is that Hitler asked for Paris to be destroyed at the end of the war in August 1944, as the Allies were advancing after D-Day. He asked for Paris to be completely destroyed. And the person put in charge of doing that is General von Kolditz, who'd just been appointed 2 weeks before. And that was his job, to make sure that Paris was completely blown up and destroyed. And the Swedish consul, Raoul Nordling, in the true story, had some contact with the German in getting resistance prisoners released from the Gestapo jails in Paris. And in our version, he comes to the general at the very last hour, like an hour before the bomb is supposed to go off, and tries to talk him out of it. And the rest is history, because we know that Paris didn't get destroyed.
Didn't get blown up. Were their explosives all set on all these beautiful buildings?
Well, they were. In truth, because it was the end of the war, the Germans were completely depleted. They really didn't have enough to destroy the whole of Paris. But they had a plan to do some substantial damage, and Hitler was determined that it should happen. And I don't know if you remember, but there was a film called Is Paris Burning? Which is the title of what Hitler actually said to von Kolditz a few days before. Is Paris burning? Has it happened yet? Our version is a little bit of a fiction in that he's taken some liberties, but the basic principle is that von Kolditz got talked out of it. He was put in prison by the Allies after the war, but only for 3 years, came out and eventually reunited with Nordling. They met up again and, remained quite good friends, I think. What Nordling does is not entirely honest. So, in a sense, the play is about do the means justify the end? And I guess you'd have to say saving Paris is probably an end worth telling a few lies for.
Right.
But I won't say any more than that because I'll be giving away the...
Can't give it away.
That would be a spoiler alert. Yeah,
so he's a bit of a dissembler, old Raoul, is he?
Well, he could be. Yes, he could be. I'm not
not at liberty to say.
Had
been in Paris long? Had he come?
No, he was sent. He'd only been there for 2 weeks.
Right, so he hadn't been able to fall in love with the city at that time, or.
Yeah, although, most of the Germans had, of course. They were having a wonderful time in Paris because it wasn't a war zone. They were eating out well. They were having a lot of fun with the Parisian women, many of whom were sort of...
quite friendly.
Quite friendly. And a lot weren't, of course. But
yes.
But he'd only been there 2 weeks and he was sent there pretty much specifically to do this task.
Oh, gosh. Now, John Bell is the less than retiring John Bell is directing and working as hard as ever this particular show. Can you see his mind working while you're acting with him about the directing part of his brain as well?
Oh, yes. I do. But Anna Volska is also our other eye.
Oh, right.
So she's sitting outside. So she's co-directing, and she's got a very sharp eye for things.
Yes.
And so there's lots of help. No, I mean, John's pretty hands-off. He's been very involved in getting the thing up and in the design and all that sort of thing. But Anna's the sort of other eye in the rehearsal room, which is good.
Now, and you've also got, of course, lovely Genevieve Lemon.
We've got Genevieve, which is wonderful. She's playing Frau Meyer,
yeah.
the general's personal assistant, I suppose you'd say. And there's a young soldier, Joseph Raggett, who has he's sort of an attendant on the general. And then there's James Lugton is playing the officer who's been put in charge of laying the plan to blow Paris up. So he outlines the plan early on in the play, and it's quite chilling. It's really quite chilling.
But you're also in the Hotel Meurice, which I would gather would be a fairly luscious place. If you had, you've got a luscious set there?
The set's wonderful. It's Michael Scott Mitchell designed it, and the set is essentially a map of Paris because of the to some extent, the limitations of the ensemble stage, we can't have a big, luscious set. So, but it's very arresting, if I might put it that way.
Ah, okay.
Very exciting set. People comment on it, and if you get bored with the play, you can just look at the map of Paris and think, oh yes, I went down that street, and oh yeah, that's good. Yeah. So you see, it's something for everyone.
Of course, but I doubt if anyone is going to be very bored with stage there.
it's pretty full on. I mean, the play does go. It builds up a terrific tension, and it goes at quite a pace, and it's only 70 minutes long. So you see. It's a perfect length, really.
It is, yes. I also noticed that the playwright, did he have anything to do with the movie as well, or is this has
I believe
come
he
after?
Did. Yes, I believe he did. We met him. He came out for the opening night because we did this play last year here at the Ensemble.
Uh-huh.
And he came out for the opening night there, Cyril Gelly, lovely man, and he... I believe he did have some involvement with the film. The film's the same text, by and large, but it's very different. It's much more filmic, I suppose, and it's much more... it comes down much more clearly on whether or not a deception was carried out, which we don't. It's much more up in the air, which I think is right.
Yes,
And
I'm just... I don't suppose... Do you get... does the audience get to find out what the phone call Dietrich von Kotlitz has with Adolf Hitler after it doesn't get blown up? Do you...
Because I don't think there was one.
No. I'd have just quietly stayed in Paris, I think. In actual fact,
his family were arrested as hostages, but nothing. I mean, it was all panic. The Allies were fast advancing on the east, on Berlin, and all those retributions and things just got forgotten. And it was not long after that Hitler topped himself. So But Kotlitz was captured by the Allies and did go to jail in England, in fact.
Oh, okay.
For 3 years. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
But he wasn't executed like a lot of the other generals were after the Nuremberg trials.
Hmm. Yes, well, and if I could ask you a little bit, you've had a wonderful career in Sydney, mainly, haven't you?
I ran the State Theatre Company in Adelaide in the 80s, and I've worked quite a bit in Melbourne. I did a year in Perth very early on, done a few shows in Brisbane, so you know. I get around.
What I was going to ask you, did you ever feel the call of Tinseltown and think of moving? No.
Because you've always
been a stalwart of the stage here.
No, I never did. There was a time when I thought it might be good to go and work in England, but it's pretty impossible. It certainly was by the time I was thinking that. And I'm very glad I didn't. I've been very well looked after here, and I've had a wonderful time. So, you know.
As do your audiences, John, and I'm sure everyone listening to this show will be glad that you didn't as well, because we have you for this
well, thank you. That's
this lovely
nice.
Play, Diplomacy, thank you very much for talking to us on stage.
It's a great pleasure, Rod.
John Gaydner, John Bell are in Diplomacy at the Ensemble Theatre from the 21st of June all the way through to the 14th of July, which isn't that long, really, is it?